Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. And you know what? I never get too tired of saying it. Amen? It doesn't make a difference what direction we are going in. New beginnings is always available. That's what we think. We thank you for tuning in for Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. and we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that we interact with one another. Amen. We give you an opportunity to tune in if you have questions or if you just want to interact during the Bible study. We give you that opportunity to be able to tune in and be a part of this Bible blog. Amen. And we just have
Amen.
A wonderful time anytime that we lift up the name of Jesus. We got
yes.
our speaker this evening is Pastor Rose Cook. She's from out of Atlanta, Georgia. And her topic is, I Can See Clearly Now. Amen. And she is coming from John 9, 1 through 11. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to turn it on over to Pastor Cook. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time together. And, Lord, Father, we just lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, it's just so good that when brothers and sisters come together in unity. And, Father, we thank you. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would bless the speaker that's going to share with us this evening. Father, we pray that you would just bless her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Crown her, Heavenly Father, with wisdom as she speaks to your people, Heavenly Father, speaks into
yes.
the spirit of your people. Father, we pray for the sick and afflicted, those that know you and those that do not. We pray, Heavenly Father, that the word would go out, Heavenly Father, and if someone may not know or understand, Heavenly Father, that they would have a closer relationship with you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn one over to Pastor Cook, and she is raining out of Atlanta, Georgia. We're just anxious
yes.
to be a part of this time with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Cook, you are
yes.
we're going to turn the mic over to you, and we're just going to move forward as the Lord says so. Amen?
All right. Amen. Well, I bless the name of the Lord today. I give honor to Pastor and Dr. Suzanne for this opportunity to allow me to give a word on to you another Wednesday night, and it's a blessing that he gives me this opportunity to express what God has put in my heart for the people. Amen. I'm not going to be along before you tonight. As he stated before, I'm a person that if you have something to say, you can always interject and we can talk about it. Amen. I always give
Amen.
Room for people to speak what thus says the Lord on their heart and what God has given unto them. Amen. So we're going to go to the book, to St. John's chapter 9. I'm going to read from verses 1 through 10, and we're going to talk about the scriptures. Amen. And the Bible says, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sin, but the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, how were your eyes opened? And the word of God is blessed. And we thank the Lord for the word today. And my topic tonight is, I can see clearly now. Hallelujah. Listen, this is an exciting message for me. I was excited as I was writing it, and the Lord was giving me stuff, and I began to get excited in my spirit. So I'm hoping that this will get you excited in your spirit. Amen. Amen. And so as we look at this text, we find and we see here that Jesus was passing by, and where he found a man who was blind from birth. He couldn't see at all. This started right at birth. And here we can find that Jesus was at this time walking through Jerusalem doing the work of the Lord. He was doing his business, which is he was doing the work of the Lord, what God has called him to do. And so as he was walking by, once again, he saw this poor man that could not see him, but Christ saw him. It's very significant there. We'll get back to that. But and so the text begins to say that his disciples, Jesus' disciples, began to find out what had actually happened to this man, and they began to treat this man's condition as a theological problem. See, if you look in the Old Testament, back in the day and in that time, people commonly assumed that diseases and disorders on both the personal and national level were to sin. In other words, if something had happened to them, they blamed it on sin. Or you in this situation because you did something to God back in those days. Or if something happened to a child, they always put it on to the parent, saying, okay, something happened to the parent, so it went down to generations. Amen. Mm-hmm. And also, when a woman gave birth and something came wrong out of the birth, they blamed the woman. Mm-hmm. The woman must have did something in her womb while she was carrying the baby to cause the baby to come out the way it did. See, that's how they thought back in the Old Testament. Amen. If you're reminded of the story of Job, you remember Job? Job went through a whole lot. And you remember his three friends? Amen. His three friends talked about it and said, you know what? You must have did something because you're suffering. You're suffering because of your sin that you done. Amen. I'm just giving you an example of what was going on in the Old Testament. I hear feedback.
Yeah. Me too.
Amen.
I can't hear myself.
We can hear everyone that is online. So if you could please mute your phones, please mute your phones until it's time for you to, if you would like to share, you could do that. But please mute your mic until it's time for you to share if you choose to do so. Amen. We thank you for respecting that.
Amen. And so as we talked about Job, how he suffered and he went through so much. And his three friends was right there. And so you got to be careful about who you allow in your circle. Because when you go through something, you know, people begin to talk. Oh, girl, oh, boy, what did he do to get this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to be careful who you got in your circle. Instead of them saying that, they should have been praying.
Amen.
Lord, heal my friend. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going through something and you have a circle of nuclear friends, your friends should be praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about, okay, oh, God, what did he mm-hmm. do? What did she do to deserve this?
Amen.
Amen. So it's important that you got right people in your circle that's praying for you and not praying against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're sick, your spirit is low already.
Amen.
Your spirit is low. You don't need people around you to even bring it down even more. You need people around you to lift you up,
mm-hmm.
lift your spirit up. Begin to rejoice and pray for your healing. Pray for your deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So it's important that you have the right people around your circle. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, and I'm going to add to that, you know, you should also pray about who you should have in your soul, because you can't be everybody's friend. everybody ain't going to be your friend. So you got to pray it and ask the Lord, God, who you want around me? Who you want to be imparted in my life?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pray about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's just a little sidebar there.
Amen.
Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say that it wasn't the case of what this blind man sin. It wasn't the case. It was the case that to get God's glory. See, mm-hmm. his sickness was not unto death, but it's mm-hmm. for God's glory. Mm-hmm. And see, when you're going through something, I realize that you got to turn it around and make it as a testimony. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're in pain. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're hurting. Yes, your heart is broken. Yes, you're broken in pieces. But you got to look at this thing and begin to turn it around. First, and ask God to give you the strength and give
Amen.
You the peace while you're in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then begin to turn it around and say, you know what, this is for a testimony. I got to
mm-hmm.
go through this for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to see God's glory through this.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much my mess, but let me see God's glory through my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's why when you end mm-hmm. when you end your situation, don't be down about it. Just pray about it. Ask God to give you the strength. Don't be negative yourself because it's for somebody else. You're going through for somebody else. Don't you know
mm-hmm.
that God uses us? We are vessels. You say you want to
Amen.
Be used by God. God, once you open that door and begin to speak and say, Lord, use me, he can use you for the good or for the bad. Amen. Any
mm-hmm.
questions before I move forward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. So it's for the glory. And we should take that, take your situation, take what
mm-hmm.
you're going through, and praise God with it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Don't allow your situation to cause you not to do the work of the Lord. Because
mm-hmm.
it goes in the next scripture, and it says that it says in the fourth verse, I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work.
Yeah.
See, you still have a job to do, even though you in
mm-hmm.
in your situation, your brokenness,
mm-hmm.
there's still work to do.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to reach out
mm-hmm.
to people. I'm gonna tell you this: my sister, she had died of cancer a couple
mm-hmm.
years ago,
mm-hmm.
and as she was in her cancer state, and she was in pain, and you know she was going through a whole lot. But she still turned that into a testimony, and she ministered to the people that were sick in the hospital.
Yes, she did.
She was
mm-hmm.
still doing the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she was racking with pain, she couldn't hardly really talk, but
mm-hmm.
when she could talk, she was ministering.
Yes, she was.
And as she was in that state, she was still ministering.
Mm-hmm.
People were
mm-hmm.
looking at her saying, wow. She's a strong woman. If she could get through this, I know I could get through my stuff, whatever stuff
mm-hmm.
I was going through. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jesus.
When you look at your situation, you got to still give God glory. You still got to work. You still got to do what you got to do for God. But only way
mm-hmm.
that you can do that,
mm-hmm.
only way you can do that if you just ask the Lord to give you his strength. Because we can't walk in our own strength. We weak in our own strength. But you ask God to give you his strength. Give you his peace. Give him his understanding why I'm going through this. And once you put it in God's hands, you can work for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He can give you the ability to go speak to someone.
Amen.
And say, yes, God is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God is a deliverer. Even though I'm in this state, I know God can heal me.
Mm-hmm.
I know God can
mm-hmm.
deliver me from what I'm going through. Any questions before I move forward?
Mm-mm. And I just like to interject, and even to bounce off of what you're saying in that testimony, God's a keeper. You know, and that's one of the testimonies too with what you're saying. And we could tell that individual, God will keep you. Because I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis over 19 years ago. And I'll never forget that I was leaving church one afternoon and racked in my body, going down the street to go pray for the organist, the choir that I was in, the organist. I was going to pray for him because he was really, really sick. And the Spirit of the Lord came and he said, this sickness that you have is not unto death.
That's
and
right.
I said, wow. And here I am over 19 years later. And you know what? I don't say I have sarcoidosis. That's what they said
That's right.
I was diagnosed
mm-hmm.
with. because
Amen.
For God
Amen.
I live and for God I die, and He has kept me. I know it's the Lord that's kept me. And I
Amen.
Can't tell you all that I've been through. I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot, like most of you have been through a lot. But you know, when we turn around and we look, God has kept us. He has
uh-huh.
kept us. Amen. I just wanted to share that.
Amen. That's powerful testimony.
I just wanted to
yeah.
share that.
I just wanted to also say that
I'm
getting
a lot of feedback.
It seems like I'm getting a feedback from Area Code 706. I have something on. You have something to say. Please just hit number one. Hit the number one, and you will be consistent. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All praise the Lord. That is a powerful
Amen.
Testimony. And you know, we all have a testimony. God has done something in each and every one of our lives.
Yes.
In each and every
yeah.
one of our minds, and we all have a testimony. And it is
yeah.
important to use my testimony because God wants to do it. God wants the glory.
Yes. Amen.
I like Pastor Clearly now, and we realize that God has
I can't hear him.
Neither can I. Devil is a liar.
There we go,
770.
Thank you.
Amen.
I like this. I can see clearly now. God has his reasons, you know, his will to be done. And we are tools to glorify him. And like a blind man, to imagine, you know, being born blind and for Jesus to just take mud and spit and form mud out of spit and put it in his eyes. And then tell him to go to the river and wash, you know, wash his eyes. That shows faith and also obedience, and there's an outcome. Anyway, yes, he's a glorified God in the spreading of the gospel. People ask him, is this the same person? How did this happen? You know. But anyway, there was an opportunity for him to glorify God. And sometimes we sit around and complain and shut ourselves down and not do what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very mindful of our situation and how we're going to allow God to help us. We have to be servants of our God. Don't question God's will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yes, as the brother was talking about, I'm going right into it now. We find here in the 6th and the 7th chapter, the miracle happened. As he
mm-hmm.
stated how God had sat on the ground and made clay with his saliva and
mm-hmm.
anointed his eyes, and a blind man could see.
Mm-hmm.
He began to see. He told him to go wash into the pool of Siloam. And when I looked up the word pool, the pool Siloam, it meant, and it is, I wrote it down.
Amen.
It is a rock cut out pool on the southern slope of the city of David.
Wow.
It's the original site of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I looked at that, that lets me know when he, through his miracle, in the miracle aspect, there's something going on, meaning that he was obedient and
mm-hmm.
it was instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And this miracle for this man to come, for this man to be healed, he had to be obedient
mm-hmm.
and take the instructions of God. Because
yeah.
once he went to the pool, the Bible says that he was able to see. He came back seeing. Amen. So
Amen.
When I looked at that, I said, "There's conditions in the miracle."
Wow.
There's conditioning
in
it. You got to
mm-hmm.
be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And instructions, like the man of God said, you got to listen and take instructions and obey God.
That's good.
Because he is the healer. He is the deliverer. He's the only one that can deliver us out of our situation. So we must be obedient and listen and get instructions from the Lord. Any questions?
No, I like that. And the outcome, the result is victory, because my mind is going to, like, when we want to put some things together, you know, a cabinet or whatever it is, to put a baby crib, put it together. We have to follow those instructions to make it right, to build it right. So my mind is, for best results, follow instruction. And that's what that man did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had gotten the best results out of follow the instructions.
Mm-mm-mm. That's right.
Also having faith is demonstrated by works. So anyway, he had faith in Jesus, and the works was he followed the instructions, and then he gets the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
A miracle.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, I look at that, you know, in terms of the analogy of the man was blind, you know, and when I look at that scripture in terms of he being blind and being obedient to the word of God, when we're born into this world, aren't we spiritually blind?
Ah, that's good right there.
Yes, we
are. Yes, we are.
In darkness.
That's right. In darkness.
Yes.
That's right.
In darkness.
That's good.
It goes back to Luke 23, for all sins, I'm sure, of the glory of God. In that respect, we're all blind. We're all his fan, you know.
Uh-huh.
You can't put ourselves on a pedestal, but I'm different, you know. I'm better than the next person. He's not that way.
Yes, I like that.
Track of.
Amen.
Yes,
that's
I like
right.
that. We are born spiritually blind. And
until
it takes the
into...
light of... No, go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Prophet.
And it takes the light of Jesus to open our eyes and to give us the clarity that we need to walk this life. That's it. Mm-mm. That's good.
That's right.
That was a good analogy. We are spiritually blind when we come into this world. Yep.
And so when we come into Christ,
yes,
we are in the light.
Amen.
We come into the marvelous light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, darkness is the way, and we are walking in the light now. We are walking in him. And that's why I can say that we can see clearly now.
Amen.
Because when you come out of darkness, when you come out of your sin, which is darkness,
mm-hmm.
and you come out of that, and you begin to come into God, which is the light. You're
Amen.
Walking into
Amen.
The marvelous light of God.
Mm-hmm.
Things are clear now.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
your vision is clear.
Mm-hmm.
You have new direction.
Amen.
Let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that the disciples, before they was endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit and all that they witnessed in their walking along with Christ, would you say that they were spiritually blind also?
No, I wouldn't, because they had the light walking with them.
I'm saying within them, you know, because once the light left, what did they do? They all went back to their jobs. They scattered, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the light was still there. Because what did the Lord said when he left? He said, "I will send you a comforter." And basically,
right.
he will show you the way. But while the light was with them, their eyes was open because he was there. He was there. I don't know if I'm getting that. He's there.
When you look at their walk, and they had the light with them, and you can say the same thing with ourselves if you look at us, because we still have the light when we pick up the word. The word is always there. And yet still, there's still some blindness. You know what I'm saying? Because when the light left, for that moment, when he made that transition, for that moment, they all do that. And they went back to what they knew. And then when the light reappeared and they met again, and they had to go get Thomas. They had to come back to Thomas, and then they were endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's when their journey really began.
That's like you just finished saying that that in fear and in out of fear and doubt, when we get pushed against the wall, people go back to what they know, what's familiar, because it's easy. But when you're in fellowship with other people, that's where you get your strength. So when they came back together, they were reminded of who Jesus was. They were reminded, and they would talk about it, and they were encouraged. It was encouraging to one another. And when the Holy Spirit fell on them, then they felt the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and that's where the power came from to go further. But we must be in fellowship with other believers. We have to be reminded, because all it takes is, like they say, the little foxes that eat away.
Yeah.
All it takes is to separate us. When you start isolating, when you start separating, and the enemy gets in and talks to you and tells you different things. They don't want you anymore. They don't like you. And, I told you that was a lie. All sorts of stuff. In separation.
Yeah, that's,
when you're in isolation. But when you're in the fellowship of other saints, all it takes is a little light to shine for it to grow. Like we see that in darkness, all it takes is a small candle to light a room. It doesn't take a whole lot, but it's the little bit that lights up the room, and then the light begins to grow and get brighter and brighter and brighter. The power of the illumination of it becomes brighter the more you bring in. And so that's what happens with us as humans. And that was the Lord's example for us. And the other example is, though, even though Peter fell away out of fear, even though he ran, even though the Lord had already prophesied to him, the Lord still knew that he was the rock, because there was something in him, So regardless of how broken you are, how afraid you are, that the doubts or whatever, that the Lord will turn it around, and the Holy Spirit does that within us.
Amen.
Right, and that's what is in all of us, once we realize, because when the head is gone, the body reacts different, so you always got to have that head, and when we lose focus of that, because we, like you said, we have to fellowship together, and that's being the body of Christ. When we all
there
come together,
is.
We are
the
formulate the body. We formulate that body, and that's what Christ was trying to emphasize the whole time, that we all have to be together. We have to be on one accord. We all have to be that body, those moving parts, integral parts. Even if you are a minute part of the body, you're still part of the body. And that's one of the things he's trying to get us to see, that we're all important. And with the Holy Ghost, that little small part of the body can be strengthened, and so we have to realize that Christ is the head, he's the light, but yet still we are part of the body of Christ, and we all have to act in our role.
Amen.
Amen.
Also, we recognize who we associate with, and maintain a fellowship with God, when Jesus, cured the blind man of his blindness, the people around him also saw the light, as well. But anyway, when Christ left their presence, he basically left them with spiritual glasses so they could see. The word, the mere presence in the fellowship. So anyway, we have to put our spiritual glasses on so we can see. Maybe things are a little blurry when we come together in fellowship so that we're able to see. But we stay in relationship with our God. So there's always that light there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor?
So that's why it's important that we stay in fellowship with one another, so we can stay in that light. like Dr. Suzanne said, I'm just going to piggyback off of her. You know, one little thing can switch us to go back. But you got to learn how to stay in fellowship and in relationship with God to keep that light. Because if you lose out of relationship, you're going right back to the darkness. So that's why it's important, relationship. I always talk about a relationship. Get a relationship with God. Commune with God. Lay before the Lord. Read His Word. Study His Word. Meditate on His Word. You know, get in deep relationship. I always say get intimate with God. Allow Him to strip those things that are not like you. Like Him in you. Begin to get before the Lord. You know, we got social media, we got phones, we got this, we got that, to lose distraction and lose our relationship with God. We meditate and deal with those things. But I pray that you get back in relationship with God. I'm talking to the ones that are lost relationship with God today. I'm speaking to the ones that lost relationship. And I'm saying tonight, get back in relationship so you can come out of that darkness. And be in this marvelous light, because it's a wonderful thing for being in God's light. Amen. There's benefits for being in His light. You know, it's a difference for a sinner that's in darkness going through versus somebody in God's light. Because I always see people that's in the world, they go through something, it's horrific for them. But when the saints go through, it's not so horrific for us because we know that Jesus is our light. He's going to bring us out. He's going to help us. He's going to give us strength to get through this, whatever we're going through.
And we know trouble does not last forever.
Exactly.
If you go back, the one thing about walking with the Lord is that you go through trials. He didn't say that we wouldn't have trials when we got saved. But the way that we go through the test begins to change the longer you walk with the Lord.
Yes, amen.
So you don't become panic stricken. You're able to identify the enemy for who he is. When it's the enemy working, you're able to identify the test and start looking for the blessing in the test. And what lesson you're supposed to learn from it. So it's so different for a believer to go through situations. So a believer and an unbeliever can go through the same situation and look at it totally different, and it come out totally different. We're supposed to be praising God because we've gained, we've got a lesson, we got a victory, and we should have gone closer to the Lord going through it.
Amen.
That's right. And so as we go on with the text, we find that he comes back seeing. And the next scripture said his neighbors came and didn't even recognize who he was. They began to ask questions. Is this the man that used to beg, sit and beg? Is this the man that was blind? See, when I look at this, I said, you know, after God delivered him and healed him, he became a new person.
Yeah.
See, when God heals you and take you out of that darkness and bring you to the marvelous light, you become brand new. You become a new creature. And your boys won't even recognize, your girls won't even recognize who you are because there's such a change or such a difference in this particular text and this man that these people didn't even recognize him. Because mind you, he was blind. Think about it. You blind, right? You can't see. You stumbling. You in the dark. You begging. You don't have no direction. You don't know where to go when you in the darkness. You know, your mind is messed up. You messed up because you in the darkness. But see, when God brings you out, my God of Zion.
There it is.
There is such a glow. Listen, when God delivered me out of my stuff, there was such a glow on me that it was so powerful. My friends didn't even understand it. And all I could say was, it's God. It's God. It's God. It's nothing of me. It's God.
Amen.
I was different. My hands became new. My face became new. My talk became new. I had a different language.
Mm.
I wasn't talking that worldly language. My language began to change when God came into my life. And so when we look at this text, this man was brand new. His boys couldn't even recognize who he was. Amen. And so you got to be careful, too. Because after God delivers you out of stuff, you know, folks want to try to bring you back.
Yes. So
where
true.
It used
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Like they did. Because they said, oh, is this a beggar? Was this a man that sat and begged?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you, once again, you got to be careful who's around your circle. Because after God deliver you and take you to another level, then here come your peeps talking about, yeah, I remember you was hanging on the corner. I remember mm-hmm. you was sleeping with all the women and all the men.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Any questions mm-hmm. before I move forward?
Amen.
It's a good word.
Amen. So he began, I can see clearly now. I ain't blind no more. I don't have to beg. I can mm-hmm. see. I can see my way. There's a clear vision.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It's a yeah. clear vision. I can see at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. I can think better when I have a clear vision. Hallelujah. I can see ahead of me now. See, when you're in the dark, you can't see nothing. Everything is blind, is dark, nothing. But when you come into his marvelous light, my God of Zion,
amen.
You can see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You can see your way. You can see your blessings. You can see what God is doing in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
The only thing I can think of is God wants
question?
The glory. That God wants the glory.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
God
wants the glory. He wants,
that's right.
He wants, we talked about a testimony from the very beginning. And that's all God wants. He just wants to be lifted up.
That's
he doesn't
right.
want us to lift up. He wants us to lift up the name of Jesus. So
right.
whatever we go through, God wants the glory. He
my
wants,
God,
he wants
hallelujah.
The glory and tell somebody about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We don't
right.
want to be spiritually blind. We want to be in the spirit.
Not about
society.
You. Ah, hallelujah. What you say, sir?
Mm.
I didn't hear what he said.
Mm.
Rather be spiritually excited than
spiritually
blind. Mm-hmm. That's a choice, mm-hmm. you know, doing God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually excited. You think you can spread the gospel, you can do God's will.
Excited. Mm-hmm.
And it could be a
that's
handicap
right.
for some other issue, but God is directing you to God's will. But anyway, you're doing his will. You're glorifying him. But how are you carrying yourself? How are you handling the situation? Do you have that relationship with God?
Mm-hmm.
You want to maintain it no matter what happens, as Job did.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, you still trust God. You still got to give him the glory because realize it's not about you.
And that's what Job said. Though he slay me, yet will I praise him. You know
yeah.
what?
Yet
he will still
him.
Praise
yes.
him.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. When you're going through your sickness,
mm-hmm.
yet I will praise him. See, you got to tell your sickness today,
mm-hmm.
we're going to praise God today.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
You got a headache. We're praising God today. Knee ache, mm-hmm. we're praising God today. I learned how to speak that like that, and
mm-hmm.
whew, it goes away.
Amen.
I be direct.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach ache, we're praising God today. I'm not going to allow my sickness to stop me from doing what I have to do for the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
That's only the trick of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sick. I can't go. The devil is a liar.
And that's what I did years ago when I was going through this this diagnosis, you know, isolating myself. Sister Suzanne talked about that, isolating myself about what I was going through. And all that did was the enemy was beating me up left and right, black eye every time he'd come in my brain, and he would be yak, 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 you know. But as you go, you know what? They will heal as they went. When that, when I started being around the right people and they used to speak into my life, you know, it's important for us to fellowship with the right people. Who is the right people to speak into your life? Girl, it's going to be all right. Girl, and praying for you.
That's right.
Not looking at your situation and saying, my God. Don't just say, my God. Say, Lord, praise God for Sister Edna's healing.
That's right.
And keep it moving.
Speaking life to the person, to the situation, changing the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other, it's so important, like Pastor Rose was saying about the relationship, having a relationship with God and a relationship at this level with our fellow saints.
Amen.
And we're supposed to lift each other up. When I don't have the strength to pray for myself, a brother to be there to lift me up in my presence and outside of my presence. But that's another thing that I had one of my very good friends, she passed from cancer a few years ago, and I remember her calling me, and she said, Susie, will you pray for me? She says, people say they're going to pray. People say, I'll pray for you, but she hasn't heard them pray.
Wow.
So I need to hear somebody pray for me. So I was praying for her on the phone. I sent her scriptures and sent her songs so she could listen to it, because she needed to hear it. Had to go through her, you know, it had to minister to her mind and to her spirit.
Yes.
They have to hear it. They have to hear it. We need to speak. And that's what the Lord gave us the power to do. Just like he spoke the earth into existence, we're supposed to speak into people's lives regardless of what you see, regardless of what you feel. Speak life into people's lives. Speak the word into people. When we have someone down and in our situation, that's how we bring the light that we were talking about earlier. That's how we bring it, by praying the scriptures, speaking up.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, Elder Rose, would you mind if I share something with you?
Go ahead, sir.
Elder Rose, you know, as I'm listening to everyone speak, you know, with me, I've lost 75% of my vision. You know, and it takes a toll on you. But the more I meditate, study the good news, I see better than I used to be able to see.
Wow.
Amen. All right. Praise
Jesus. Amen.
Praise God.
I'm focused right now, and I see things that I haven't seen when I had 100% vision. I see clearly. I see better. And my mind I'm just in a good place right now, and nothing gets me down no more.
All right.
Amen.
As I meditate,
praise for
it. And the good news, it's like a whole different life for me.
Amen.
All right.
So I believe every word of that. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes. Praise
That's
Jesus.
A wonderful testimony.
Praise the Lord right there. Yes.
Wonderful, man.
Awesome.
You know, my brother.
Yes.
And you know, my brother, when you say that, I think of, you know, I once was blind, but now I see.
I see.
And we can have all the sight that we need, 100%, and still cannot see the glory of God. Still can't see.
You're so right.
That's a powerful testimony, my brother.
Yes, it is.
For those listening, you know, who can see, you lost 75%. and still giving God the glory. I mean, that is a mighty, powerful testimony. And
yes,
that's what it's all about. That's what we're all about. You know, that's what we're all about. God is still in the miracle working business. God is still doing things. He's still doing the things today and supernaturally. I mean, he's just taking us to another place. But all he wants us to do is have faith and believe.
Yeah.
Have faith and believe.
Amen.
My God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I can see
you 100% that spiritual side. There's physical side and there's spiritual side. But your spiritual side is stronger.
Amen. Yes,
sir. I mean, even myself, I'm in a lot of pain and problems moving and difficulties. But I count my blessings. I thank God every day that I'm able to, when I'm in the position I am, I'm able to walk, talk, drive. But anyway, I'm in constant pain, you know, and very fatigued. Just to be here tonight and to be able to talk and listen and learn and to see a greater light, you know, but and maintain a spiritual relationship with God. But anyway, that's what I do every day. That's why I'm able to do the things I'm able to do.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to do something. Prophetess, I know you're going to get me, but Prophetess, can you pray? I just feel the led for you to pray for my brother here. He said the 75% blind and the brother that he's in pain and everybody else, whoever that may be going through something on the airway. Mm-hmm. So
if we could just pray for us, Prophetess. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we come to your throne of grace, we thank you for this day, this time, this hour. Lord, we hold up our brother, hallelujah, right now, what you've done for him, those eyesight. Lord, and this word was poignant. It was an on-time message, dear God. We thank you for your manifestation of your will and your power, dear Father. Hallelujah. Your sonship, your fellowship in this man. Lord, we thank you that he is seeing clearly now, seeing like he's never saw before. And Lord, we know that the good work that you started in him, you shall complete it. It is complete already. Lord, we call those things that are not as though they are. It is so that he is. Hallelujah. With perfect sight. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. For his walk with you and his fellowship with you. And Father, the young man, dear God, that's racked with pain, but he's yet on this line. Dear God, we thank you as we touch and agree right now concerning him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, let your healing virtue flow. Let the salve, hallelujah, go through every muscle, every joint, every ligament, every tendon, dear God. Hallelujah, saturate him, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for these men. Hallelujah. We thank you for everyone that's listening. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory for what you're doing in all of our lives, dear God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise, dear God.
Yes,
we
Lord
thank
God.
You. Go ahead, Pastor.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm at my end, at the end, Elder. Topic is,
amen.
I can see clearly now.
Hallelujah. What a mighty message. What a mighty message. We pray that.
Amen.
We pray that those of you that have been listening by internet, we pray that, that this message has reached you, no matter whatever you're going through. Amen. Just as long as Jesus is in your life, amen, you'll be able to see your way through. So we thank you for this powerful message. We thank you for God allowing you to come on and share your time just to be a blessing to others. And we just pray that God will just manifest you and bless the desires of your heart, Pastor.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll be back next Wednesday, I believe. We will be in New York next Wednesday. We look forward to a message from New York for next Wednesday. So until the next time we see you, keep in mind that we love you, but God loves you.
Amen.
Yeah. Beginnings are not just born.